feel my arms.
Coaches, welcome to the Talking Split podcast again. This is a little bit of a pre-season pod, I suppose, for lack of a better term. We are officially back on the podcast next week, but there was obviously some news that dropped during the week around about coaching and the coach development framework in particular that we wanted to try and get ahead of a little bit as we go through this. So a reminder to everyone, if you haven't seen that, that's fine. You'll hear about it on this podcast. So if you have seen it, this might answer some of the questions that you have. So we are joined today by Neil Gray, the Community Capability and Education Manager at Basketball Australia, who's been a big part of putting this coach development framework together. Nick Mihai is also in on this one. As we go through what all the new levels will potentially look like, where coaches will fit within that, what it looks like as it transitions across, and you know what it might look like moving forward in a number of cases as well. So one of those things that I think it is important for all coaches to be across in this space and where they actually fit into this landscape. So we'll jump in with Neil now. Okay, we are joined by the man who's probably a few podcasts off getting his own intro music as we go through the podcast world from Basketball Australia, Neil Gray. Welcome, Neil.
Thanks, Rob. Thanks, Nick.
Great to have you back in. What we are talking about now is the new coach development framework, which has been a long time coming in this, to be fair. Like, this has not been an overnight snap of the fingers decision or anything like that. There's been a lot of work that's gone into this. And Neil, you've been at the forefront of most of this work as well. So massive thanks to you for the work that you've put into this. But we thought it was a great opportunity for you to jump on here and we'll just go through it, I suppose, a little bit just for those that maybe aren't across it and what it potentially means for them and basketball coaches in Australia, which I think is an important part of it.
Yeah.
So do you want to take us through it?
Oh, I was just going to say you're 100% right. It's been probably over 2 years worth of work from myself, colleagues, state and territory representatives like yourself. And I think it's important to acknowledge that the support behind this came from the Game Development Levy as well, which is obviously something that everyone listening to this will be aware of and probably has wondered since they pay their portion and the little disclaimer comes up saying X amount of dollars is going towards the Game Development Levy and they've seen it and like all terms and conditions, many people probably just take, yep, cool, let me finish this.
I've signed up to a lot of stuff that I don't even know about.
Yeah, like I don't even know what I've updated on my iPhone anymore.
Yeah, it's just agree and you move forward, I suppose. Yeah. But I mean, it's a good point. Like coaching was a big part of that initial Game Development Levy that was brought in. And hopefully the outcomes from this will help in that sort of space because it is an important part and knowing that, I mean, along with that was obviously referees and digital transformation was the third one. So we're only talking about the coaching side of things because that's the stuff I care about, of course, and once again, all about me. So we're in that coaching sort of landscape as we're talking about it. But why did the framework change? Like what sort of sparked this in particular?
So I think I've been lucky. I've been with Basketball Australia for just over 4 years now. And I think where we were when I started compared to where we are now is a significant difference. And when we started this process a couple of years ago, we had got the learning management system well established. We had content on that. We had empowered our state and territories through our kind of philosophy of we'll look after the learning online. You can all look after learning on court because you know your people, you know your environment. And then we'll do some pretty cool things on learning together where we can provide value, whether that's face-to-face, online, recorded content, things like that. So we had, at that point, 15 people every day signing up to the learning management system. They weren't necessarily all completing education resources, but at least they knew where it was, they knew how to access it, and they were engaged in the system. What it became obvious when we were looking at where these people were gaining their qualifications was that there was a lot that were in that community space, and they were in that community space and they were staying in that community space with their athletes, and they'd done the initial kind of online learning, they'd attended a face-to-face education session, they were coming to the clinics that get run variously around the countries, they were coming to the open trainings and the sessions with the boomers and the opals that we do, but we weren't giving them reason to keep coming back and keep developing. And that was the main motivation behind it, was we need to acknowledge that on average across Australia, basketball coaches, because they're predominantly parents, mothers, fathers, the average length of a basketball coaching career is about 8 years, because that's roughly a child starting at under 10s through to under 18s, and then they kind of go their own way where there's either professional coaches or no coaches in some instances, and their reason for being involved in the sport has gone. So within the first 2 years, they've done their what used to be called the community coaching course, which we'll get
to. We're going to get to this.
Mm-hmm. And then, so they've been in the system for 2 years. They've met you guys, if we use a Victorian example. They know their point of contact. They've got no need to go on and do the next level, because that's not where their athletes are. They go to every session and seminar that they can and watch every video they can, but they're not really able to choose their own journey. They're kind of beholden to what's put on and what's available. So that was the main motivation, was we have all these people that do want to learn and have indicated that they want to learn. We need to be able to provide them not only more resources, but add some more value and make them better coaches while they're engaged with the system.
Yeah, and I think that's an important part. Like, we are acutely aware that we are probably unique in Australia as well, that we do live on volunteer coaches. Like, in this space, it is usually people that aren't getting paid, aren't getting reimbursed, are getting grey hairs and stress, because that's part of the coaching world as it sort of turns out. But we do have a lot of volunteer coaches, and I know, and Nick, you'd probably be the same from taking a lot of courses. We have a lot of coaches come into those just wanting someone to talk to as well. And it's like, look, I just need to throw some ideas at someone. I don't really have anyone in my space to do that. But we also have coaches that are probably a little bit out of their depth as they move up the system, so to speak. And it's like, well, you're probably not quite ready for this level of course. Is there something more we can give you along the way? And I think that's where this offering might fit a lot of coaches in particular. Like, it's, you know, I mean, Nick, you live in the world where you are very much related to a volunteer coach, despite being a volunteer coach yourself.
Yeah.
Like, it's, you'd field a lot of those calls, I would have thought.
Yeah, field a lot of those calls. The other thing I was going to mention too is that with this new framework, it offers a lot of options. You know what I mean? Like, what was different to the last framework is that it's very ABC, whereas this gives you options. Speaking like VJBL coaches that I've worked with in the past as well, some of them like to stay in under 12s, for example. They want to get better in that space. That's their niche. That's what they want to do. They want to excel. And I think, and I'm not sure if we're getting into that today, into the depth, but we are, like, you can excel in your age group now with this. And that's why it makes so much sense to those volunteer coaches out there as well, because when they're looking for something more, and with the old framework, it was like, well, you've got these three options, but I can help you with these things. Now we have something structured for them, and they have a little bit of a guideline too now.
Yeah, and that's being aware that everyone's journey is going to be unique to them. Like, some people do want to stay in that under 12 age group. Some will follow their kids, as you're talking about, Neil, like, mm-hmm. as they go through. I think the thing for me is there are so many parents that would potentially go through, you know, 8 years of coaching their own child. Their child goes into senior basketball where they don't need a coach anymore, and we lose that person altogether. And it's like, look, you've probably got 8 years of knowledge that we could really use in the sport, whether it be the formative years, whether it be like a coordinator of an age group or something like that. You could still be a lot of use to the sport, and hopefully they're not, you know, disgruntled on the sport as well, and they want to stay in it. But I think by having that continual learning, I think that will help keep people in the sport. Like, that's my hope out of all of this as well, is that we do keep people around for longer, more than anything else. So you touched on it a little bit, Neil, formerly community.
Yeah.
So there are some changes on the wording.
Yeah. And I think it was just a good time. So previously it was community club association, and there was very wise heads, very bald heads, very grey heads, yep. All sat around a table and an email chain, and we threw some ideas around, and it was very hard for someone to definitively make a reason about what the difference between the definition of community and the definition of club is, because our clubs are our community. Yep. So there was just real confusion there, and it wasn't clear. So what we've done is community will be renamed as participation, because essentially, as I know Zoe loves to talk about on the pod, that is what coaches at that level should be about. Everyone getting a go, developing everyone, lifting the level for everyone. And then the club level will be renamed as competition, because that's when you start getting into wins and losses mattering, outcome focused. And then beyond that, what was previously associational will now be representative, which is more reflective of not only the level that that coach is risen to, but also the players that they're working with are the cream of a crop. And then, like we talked about, so participation will remain as broad spectrum. We want as many people to be doing that as possible. So everyone is starting from a similar point. And then at competition and representative, when we're talking about, we want people to stay where their athletes are, but still develop, or they want to stay at a certain grade but or age range, but don't want to stagnate and not do anything. That's when we'll bring in silver and gold components. So you can not only move vertically, but also horizontally. And there's a few ways you can do that, and different ways you can gain what we're calling coach development points to move from essentially the bronze level of just the title through to silver and gold. And I think two things that I really wanted to make clear to anyone listening to this. One, do not panic, do not stress. Your accreditation that you currently have will change to the new qualification name.
That's Robin my job to stress.
Thanks. Yeah. Don't encourage that if we could,
yeah.
Please.
Yeah, yeah.
without you having to do anything, do not like stress. You the name that I said before will change the name that you had, and then you can go your merry way. And true, if you are lucky enough or your career takes you in a way where you suddenly need to have the representative qualification, but you're sitting at the competition level, you don't need to do competition silver or competition gold to then go to representative. You can move up and sideways. It's all about being where you need to be for your athletes and for your development. It's
Neil, I got a question with that. Do you have to start at participation, which is formally community?
So there'll be elements, especially around the safe sport framework, that regardless of where you start, you will have to do some locked-in modules. Mm-hmm. If you are coming in having not been engaged in the system before, the state and territory representatives will direct you to the best place for the level that you are currently mm-hmm. coaching at. And we have, the system is intelligent and it will make sure that you have what you need to know from the level below. And if the state and territory believe that you're ready or competent enough to do that next level, then no, the answer is no. Nick, you can start at the competition level, but you can't start any higher than that.
Yeah. So the system is intelligent. The two of us, Nick, that might be where it may be the sticking point with technology, unfortunately.
We might have to go to Neil a few times.
Kartik is my man. I tell you, Kartik does a power of work for Basketball Australia in this space in particular. Like, every now and again, I'll have to send an email to someone, and as soon as I type K, it's like Kartik. It's like, yeah, okay, I clearly contact him a little bit too much in this space. But it is, I think that's one thing that has to be labelled very clearly, is you're not going to lose your accreditation. Yeah. Like, everything you've had previously will shift across in that space, and that'll be, there's obviously a little shutdown period coming with E-Train U. For those of you listening to this, I don't even actually know when this is going to go out, but you know, it was around about the 2nd to the 16th.
First 2 weeks of February.
Of February. E-Train, you won't be able to do anything in that space, as it's moving from an LMS, so learning management system, to a QMS, so qualification management system. So that's where, like, depending on when you're listening to this, that will shift, and that is dragging all the data across from one to the other.
essentially. So you're not going to lose anything in that.
Can I just say something quickly about that, just to the DOCs that are listening to that? If they're planning on running courses, to just contact me directly.
Yep.
Even like, don't just assume, oh, no, there's no courses being run during that time. We'll figure something out for that. And the system comes online again.
Nick is taking credit card details from anyone that calls him at this point. For anyone listening, and just check the balances as you go through. But it is an interesting system. So effectively, everyone will move across. So if you hold a club level accreditation now, you will move over to competition at the bronze level. So everyone, like if you were to do a course in the start of March, for argument's sake, you do a competition level course, you will get that qualification with competition bronze. Like that's how everyone will move across, and that is the base level from there. From there, you obviously can move to silver and gold at that level, depending on what you do, how you do it, those types of things. So, Neil, you spoke about the coach development points. So, what are the coach development points that we can look to?
So, to move from bronze to silver, silver to gold, you need to accrue 100 points. So, we want to understand that the greatest way to improve as the coach is to be actually coaching. So reflective of that, it's you gain 50 points by actively coaching a team. So there'll be a system once integration is fully complete between, we have the issue at Basketball Australia that we don't have one competition management system that's national. So we're working on an integration piece between Play HQ and World Sport Action, which runs in three of the other states, to just basically immediately pull the data of registered coaches. But in the meantime, coaches will be able to upload some evidence that they're coaching, whether that's an appointment letter from an association, a screenshot of a team list where they are listed as a coach, something like that. And that will gain them 50 points for that calendar year. To gain the remaining 50 points, you have three different ways you can do that. So one is online learning, so modules where you can sit and learn at your own pace in your own house. There's 83 new modules that are going to be live. I have to shout out Abby Ellis, one of our Opals in Townsville Fire Guard, who came on board as a staff member at BA and definitely was instrumental in helping create all that content.
I remember walking past and seeing you sitting in that middle room when you were about halfway through those, going through and checking all those 83 modules. I've never seen a more tired man. It was just before Christmas. Yeah. I was like, "You're right, Neil?" He's like, "Yeah, it's just 51. Yeah. I'm nearly there."
I mean, and these modules are like, there's ones that are around. We've been very lucky. Like Brent Goris, who works with the Opals, has written a strength and conditioning module for us. The dietitian for Melbourne Football Club wrote a nutrition module for us. Ryan Bird's written a number about well-being, both for coaches and for athletes. And then Abby's obviously helped create technical and tactical ones. And then we have things about planning, mentoring, reviewing, use of video technology. Like there's so many you can basically think of any aspect of coaching, and hopefully there's a module there that will interest you. And it's important to note, like 75% of those modules are zero cost as well. So there's no cost for people to do them. Some of them have got like a $5, $10 cost on them because we had to pay for presenters. There's proprietary information in them, things like that. So very small kind of little contribution to your own development. There's 83 modules that you can do to gain points. It's important, and this is something that Lono's really, really passionate about. You can't just become a better coach by sitting doing online modules. Like you said, the lonely coach, that people need to talk, they need to dissect that information, they need to check and challenge it. So there are, like I said, the system is intelligent. You can sit and do all 83 modules if you want. Good luck to you.
Any spelling errors? Neil.gray at basketball.net.
But the system will only award you for a maximum of two of them in any calendar year. So, do five. If there's five you're really passionate about, that'll leave you 78 that you can do the next year, etc. Because we don't want people just sitting clicking to get an accreditation or a qualification. That's not what it's about. So you can do two, which will get you 10 points. So that gets you to 60. You're actively coaching. You've done two modules. That gets you to 10. We have coach-led learning. So the ability to review your sessions, the ability to go and watch another coach, the ability to go to a seminar like Lono just ran last night in Ballarat, for example, at the 20s, and I'm not talking about a dissertation or a university level essay, just like a page of notes, takeaways kind of thing. Upload that. Myself, Rob, Nick, Kartik, perhaps, depending on what it's about, we'll review that, have a read of it if it makes sense and shows that you've grasped some of the key points of it, then that will be approved and you get 15 points for that. And there's other options within the system that allow you to do that. One of the most exciting is a partnership we've got with a company called Coach Logic. So there'll be an article go out on the Basketball Australia website before the framework launches explaining how Coach Logic works. But essentially you can either, this isn't from a child safety point of view, it's important to note this is self-assessment. So you can, where you can be filmed doing it, or you can just record yourself. So you just put your own phone in like a pocket thing, like you run and just put the microphone on and just record. And then you can upload that audio footage of yourself coaching, and Coach Logic will basically assess your session and it will go, you asked 20 open-ended questions, you spoke for 60 of the 80 minutes of the session, you made 5 closed statements.
That's really cool. That'll be really beneficial for a lot of coaches who, absolutely, when we give feedback, sometimes they're like, they don't realize they're doing it and they're not aware. So like to be able to self-evaluate will just help them progress in their coaching so quick. That's really good.
Yeah, and it'll tell you, like, I remember when I was coaching Greg Cricket, I always used to have this trigger word, which was okay, at the end of every sentence to check that the group were understanding what I say. And one of our players used to stand up the back of the group and hold his finger up every time I said okay. It's something like this. It will tell you what your trigger words are if you have one, and all information is good information. And like I say, this is for the benefit of the coaches. You don't need to record what's happening on the court. It's not about that. The system isn't analyzing how well you communicate and then the players go and execute a pick and roll. It's about how you explain what they're doing and then how you give them feedback on that and everything like that. So again, there'll be a separate cost to that, but you will receive a comprehensive, it's called a SAM report, and then that SAM report can then be shared. We will use it as part of our relaunched community coach mentoring program. That will be part of that. So that's another aspect. You can do a SAM report, get 15 points, and then you go. So that's you at 75 points now. And then the final part of it is the actual face-to-face learning. Actually going and seeing something. So especially in Victoria, but all across Australia, we wanted to acknowledge all the great work that was being done at club or association land. So there's some great work being done by coach development coordinators at associations that is really valuable. It's at a time, it's at a location that's convenient to them, and we have a system that can facilitate that. So if you go to one of those sessions and it's registered with the state and territory and they've put it into eTrainU, a participant can gain between 10 and 20 points for just going to that session, depending on duration and what the content is. If the state and territory is running a session like the one you did with Panathinaikos at courtside, like that would be between 30 and 40 points. The National Coaching Conference, the Open Boomers trainings, things like that, that are run by Basketball Australia. Not saying that they are any better than the other. We're just basically on the quality of the potential presenters that will be being used. There'll be 50 points. So you can then, you can do as many of them as you want. There's no limit on that. You go to as many of them as you want. So the easiest way to get the points is to actually go to face-to-face courses, because you never get capped out. But yeah, basically it means if you love learning online, there's a way for you to do it there. If you are an introvert and would rather kind of be reflective and get some individual feedback, then you can get your way to 100 points that way.
I like the flexibility of it personally. I also like rewarding people that do attend with their feet, so to speak, and turn up, because I think the conversational part of face-to-face learning is probably the best part of it. Like, it's hearing that other people have the same problems as you that you don't necessarily get clicking through online training. And there's a time and a place for it, for sure, but I think there's a time and place for all of them in cohesion as well. And that's the bit that I like about this, is it does give you the opportunity to go up if you want to, but it also gives you the opportunity to go across, like that vertical and horizontal learning. I think it's a good way to do it, but just also the flexible side of things. Like, I like that if you're actively coaching, you get points for actively coaching.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. So one question I have, because I'm going to have just tons of these as we go through this anyway. Those that aren't actively coaching that are in like a coordinator type of role at a club, whether it be a coach developer, whatever the case might be, that will still count towards their 50 points as actively coaching.
Yeah. I think coaching is one aspect of it. Coach developing is another aspect of it. In my mind, and in the minds of Rob and Nick's equivalents across the States, that's the same thing. Yep. If, 'cause you're not coaching athletes, but you're coaching coaches, it's still coaching. So yeah, no different there at all.
Yeah, which I really like, because that encourages a lot of people to stay in the sport. Like we were talking about before, the mum and dad that might have done some coaching for however many years, but now come in to lead an age group or just coach coaches, you know, they might have a background in communications or something like that and can give some real world examples. I think that's really valuable to keep those people around. And I think by having their accreditation renew as a part of that, it's a really valuable thing as well. Let's face it, we're not all coaching for thousands of dollars, and we're not all coaching for the qualification, but it is nice to get some reward, you know, in between, I think, as a part of that too, which I think is really valuable for coaches to have in that landscape. So I think there's a number of options there for people. And you know, obviously there'll be some guardrails up around what does a coach development session look like that can earn you points. It's not just a, hey, we had a sausage sizzle and, you know, we talked about, you know, transition offense. So that was our coach development session. No, there's got to be some guardrails around that, which we'll flesh out with all the clubs and associations as this goes down the road. But I think the rewarding people for doing the work is just such a powerful part of it.
With the roles, DOC roles, BDMs, those sorts of things, would it be, do they have to upload their job description, or do they have to upload what their day-to-day is? How does that work for?
Yeah, simply a letter saying from their association or club saying this is a role that person is doing.
Keeping it easy for them to,
definitely it doesn't have to be like a War and Peace kind of thing.
Prove it sort of.
The other thing is it will reset every year as well. So you get 50, like that will go in the instance of 2026, it will go 16th of Feb to December 31st. And then you'll have to re-upload something next year to gain your 50 points for next year. And like I said, the system's going down one, so we can make sure that people don't fall through the cracks. We don't want people gaining an accreditation and the system not recognizing it and them being lost. So a 2-week shutdown of the system means that we can take that point and move it to that point. But it also, you will see when you log in on the 16th, the way it looks will be different. You will be able to see exactly how many points you have, how many points you can earn, where you can earn points, things like that. The system will kind of show you. It'll also show you when those points expire. You'll get notifications, things like that. So
I think one of the biggest things to take away from this is please don't email us with, I'm a level one coach. You are absolutely not. You are now two names behind if you're still going with a level one coach in that space. You would no longer be a level one coach. You would be in that space as I'm going through all of this, making sure that I'm getting it right as I'm saying this, a competition level coach. Yep. So just making sure we get the terminology right. And obviously there'll be a lot of comms around this on the release and those sorts of things as well, just to make sure that we all are up to date in this sort of space, because it is still a regular email we get.
So the important thing to note as well is if as DOCs, as potentially club chairman, coordinators, whatever your role is as you're listening to this, you might have parents that want to just jump in and help out, or you might be thinking, what kind of level do the kids that are going to be on court for Aussie Hoops need to be at, because maybe participation's a bit too advanced for that. Mm-hmm. We will still have the introduction to coaching resources will still be available within the LMS, free to access, no need for anything. So you can still direct people to the LMS to do the intro to coaching. If you have a coach that a dad's away on holiday or away on business for 2 weeks and that person doesn't want to do a full course, they can do the intro to coaching, they get the child safe framework stuff, and you can feel comfortable and confident that they have at least a rough idea over what a good basketball session looks like. So we, again, at that very, we want everyone, if possible, to at least be on the LMS, because then when things are available to them, they know where to go, they have a login and things like that.
Question. You knew it was coming, right? Like I had something ticking in my head, but I might be stealing one of Rob's, I'm not sure. I just wanted to talk on the other end quickly, if I can, about the performance level. Is that changing? Is the process, because we have aspiring coaches that one day want to have that accreditation, is that bronze, silver, gold as well? Is it work the same?
So what we want to look at doing with the performance qualification is that we want to find the way that works best for the people that are at that level to be able to engage at that level when they are needed. So at the minute, yep, it's very beholden to when can we run a course at the AIS, when can Lono and the people that are qualified to deliver that course be in a certain state and territory. Sometimes it's when do the people that want that qualification actually have the time to do it as well, because of in-season, having an off-season, everything else that goes with those roles. So at the minute, it will stay the same, but within the next 12 to 18 months, the intention is that moves more in line with the way in which FIBA kind of structure their courses, where it's very much kind of you come in for a small block and then you actually go away, and there's like learning that takes place away with feedback and work, homework being done and things like that. And the qualification management system will be fleshed out to do that. When you get to gold level at representative, there's things that unlock at that level that we're not talking about now, because they're not kind of relevant to the majority of people. It will be becoming a presenter, like actually becoming a member of the Basketball Australia Coach Development Workforce, developing modules that you can be paid to present if that's something that you're passionate about. Like if we get the next Jacob Chance that's sitting there, that's like a whiz with like preparing scouts and things like that, and he actually wants to develop a module for us, like we can empower that, and there's revenue sharing models and things like that. If you are wanting to, like your child has aged out or you've reached a point in your tenure at a club or association where the team are just sick of your own voice, but you still want to be engaged in basketball, like the mentoring program is there. You can slide just into being a mentor. There's so many different options at that level that we want to start using the resources that we have to be able to empower that next level. And that's what I mean when the whatever format we are able to get that next level to. So we have, Lana will never let it get to a point where there is not a heavy face-to-face component, but how that's structured and amongst all the other work that can be done away from that, that the technology we now have allows us to do, we'll work through that. So it's definitely something that we acknowledge, and it's been flagged. And as the team at the COE develops and grows, and one thing that we're really keen to kind of keep doing is the stuff that we're able to do at the Australian Junior Championships with coaching and coach development. We want to kind of keep building that out as well, because there's the opportunity there where there's a lot of coaches who are probably going to be around that level to be in one place at one time. Can we tack on a day somewhere around that where some there could be some coach development for the coaches that are actually in that? But that has its own challenges with what their focus is, what their responsibilities are, either as staff members of the associations where they might be working, or like needing to get back to their real jobs that pay them.
Or families.
Yeah.
Like it's, I know a lot of people that coach to get away from their family, oddly enough. Like it's, they're very adamant about not coaching their own kid. But so, yeah, I think those that are at the performance at the master level at the moment, they'll shift across to still be performance at master level as it goes through to the next phase of that. And that will flesh out as you
say. Yeah, and it's important to note, like if you are at the performance and master level, when the system switches over on the 16th, you will be able to access everything. Yep. Like you will have access to all 83 coaching modules. You'll be able to do the coach logic, everything like that. You just won't have to gain 100 points to move up, because there's no silver and gold for you yet. But there's a school of thought that says we should bring in silver and gold for participation as well, Nick. So that's something that will be reviewed probably in two years' time. So I'd say once we've got an idea of, we really want to see where we can move the current bubble of coaches, which is huge, where within 2 years of having this, where we can go, okay, well, we started and we had 50,000 coaches in the system, 40,000 of them were in this block here. Where have we managed to squeeze that 40,000 to across the silver and gold kind of thing? How long is it taking people? Because we know we will get those people that will, within 48 hours of the framework being launched, will be...
Click through.
Yeah.
100%.
We know what that looks like for sure. With the points. So we're talking about the points. Talk to us about maintaining your qualification. Yeah. So what this means. So previously, and look, I'm not speaking too much for Nick on this one because he gets the same emails I get a lot of the time. I did a course in 2001 at a little primary school in a suburb that I can't remember, and I can't remember the facilitator's name. So I'm assuming my current qualification just continues to that point because there's never been an expiration.
Yeah.
And that is a frequent email that we get. And it's, you know, I get it from both ends. I've moved here 3 times since then. I can't find the certificate. Okay, we understand it. What does maintaining a qualification look like now? So it's not just because you've done a course once, you've got it in perpetuity almost.
Yeah. So every year you have to, you can earn up to 200 points, basically. So within a calendar year, you can earn 200 points because that would get you from bronze to gold. To stay at the level that you are at, so whether that's bronze, whether it's, whether that's silver or gold, if you have to earn 150 points over a 2 year period, so that can be 75 in year one, which means you don't go up, but that,
you well stay.
Then, yeah, yep. You stay, and then 75 the next year, which means you don't go up, but you're showing that you're active. So that's basically that you're coaching and you've done maybe two modules and submitted one review thing. That gets, that's where the maths of 75 comes from. Actively coaching, doing two online modules, and doing one coach reflection. That's how we get to 75, just in case anyone's wondering how I came up with 150. If you do nothing for 2 years, so absolutely nothing after, so from the 16th of February, you don't log in, you will never go, you'll never lose your bronze level. If you,
that's what I was going to ask. Yep.
If you do 150 and we're at 16th of February 2028, and then do nothing for the next 2 years, you would go back to bronze. So you would lose your silver and go back to bronze. If you do nothing for 4 years, so that'll, everyone will start from this, everyone's clock will start counting down from the same spot. So the 16th of February 2026, if 16th of February 2030, you have not logged in to the LMS, your qualification will be archived and you will be considered no longer coaching and your qualification will be archived. That doesn't mean it's gone. If on the 17th of February 2030, you suddenly go, oh, I am coaching, then you have to complete some online learning, do the child protection process again, and then you will return at the bronze level of whatever qualification you were at. Yep. So, and if there is anyone listening to this that is not engaged with the system, all the states and territories agreed that if you gained a qualification within the last 10 years, then you can do the online learning of that level, whatever it is, and you will be granted that level without doing the face-to-face part of it. If you gained your qualification more than 10 years ago, you will have to redo the qualification. Yep. So, that's the, I think, we're reflective of what's changed in the last 10 years in terms of not only athletes, but from our integrity team's point of view, the world has changed dramatically. I know you guys in the last couple of episodes have talked about what you can do with athletes, what your responsibilities are, what the expectations of parents and associations are. So it's no criticism or statement on the quality of a person's coaching. It's just, it's more a protection for them than anything else, because if they don't know, then that's not a defense, unfortunately.
Yeah, and it is also reflective of what the on court looks like. Basketball looks very different now to what it did 10 years ago, and that might be an update in terminology, that might be an update in playing style. There's so much more to it than just, you know, sitting there and coaching what's in front of you.
Like, well, just a simple one the other day, 46 degrees and they shut all the stadiums down.
Yep.
15 years ago, they're like, tough.
Yeah, figure it out.
Yeah, figure it out.
Yeah. You know? I still remember sitting in, what was the TLC, Templestowe Leisure Centre, in an Australia Day tournament, and there was like one brick's worth of like airflow that everyone was like clamouring around trying to get a little bit of a piece off. And it's like, well, you just used to play. Okay, well, just because we used to do things a certain way doesn't mean that was the right way to do things.
And there's
nor
a reason.
Should it be acceptable in the future. Like, there are some parameters around this as well, so it is important. I think with all of this as well, you know, we talk about learning in particular, and you can kind of look at it as like, you know, are you giving the carrot or the stick in that? I kind of hope this is a bit of a both, but because there are some people that need motivating to go and get better, and just because you have coached this way for 40 years potentially doesn't mean that you're perfect, and there are other opportunities to learn and grow and do things differently. Yeah. Like the coach logic stuff is a great way. Like, do you know what you sound like as a coach? Like, every now and again I have to edit this podcast back and I'm horrified with what I sound like when you listen through it. There's a great Simpsons quote in there with Marge. It's like, you know, it's, you know, no one ever thinks that's what they sound like
when they record their voice. Like, yeah.
But okay, we'll go and listen back to it. Like, what are the buzzwords that you hit on all the time? Have you spoken anything about defense, or has it all been around about offense? Like, so there's some coach logic stuff that can be done there. But there's also the ability to have some coach mentoring within this, where maybe you don't need to know what you sound like. Maybe you need someone to come and watch your game with you that can sit there and say, hey, I didn't love how you defended the on-ball screen on the wing. You know, maybe that needs some discussion. So there's still, because I think there'll be a fear from a lot of people that, oh, we're going to lose the art of coaching. And it's like, no, we're trying to enhance the art of coaching within this. Like, take away some of the busy stuff and get into the things that people really need as a coach. That's the exciting part.
It sends a really good message, in my opinion, as well. Just hearing what you were saying, Neil, like the heavy emphasis on getting on the floor and coaching, the heavy emphasis of getting together in a room with coaches and creating a network. Like, that's one, they're two of the most important things. You know, the other stuff definitely helps. Absolutely, it helps. But these are worth more points because they are very important. Get on the floor and build a coaching network. That's who you ask questions with. And things like that. So
we've been really lucky, and there's been coaches from all over Australia, both as mentors and mentees, involved in the mentoring program for the last. We've done it for 3 years now, and like still getting feedback from mentees and mentors. That doesn't mean. Because the program's been running really well, and we've had like we had 45 participants last year, there were still times where I thought this isn't quite like it's working for 75% of the participants, but it's not working for everyone. So I've gone away and done like working with the AIS to try, and they have their own coach mentoring program, which we've had participants in both as mentors and mentees, and actually found a model that I really liked with the German football board. And the way that they do it is what we will have a crack at this year, trialing. So within the system, and again, this will launch the week leading up to the coach development framework launching, people will be able to sign up as mentors and mentees. But instead of it being an 8-month block with one mentor and three mentees, what we'll do is we will still, mentees will be the same. They can still sign up that they want to, because we want to battle that lonely coach problem. The people that don't have a director of coaching or don't feel comfortable talking to the director of coaching or want to be challenged at a level above where they're currently at without coaching at that level, mentees won't change. Please apply. I encourage you to, even if I can't get you in this year, like I've had people that I've got in the second year. For the mentors though, rather than bringing them in to just mentor like people, we'll actually try and work with the mentors about like areas of the game that they feel comfortable or feel that they would add the most value mentoring on. So whether that is transition defense or preparation or scouting, and we'll actually have little kind of 6-week blocks where that mentor will work with a group of 3 to 5 mentees and just talk about that, and we'll actually empower them. They'll be remunerated the same way we've remunerated our mentors in the past, and again that will be like that little kind of face-to-face without actually potentially having to be in the same room, but it's achieving the same objective. And both mentors and mentees will learn coach development points. That's the other thing as well. I'm not sure what it would be, but there will be times where there'll be things that happen that a director of coaching might be sitting thinking, geez, this has been really good coach development, but it doesn't fit in any of the things that Neil talked about that can earn points. Myself, Rob, Nick, their equivalents have the ability to allocate points outside of the cap, for want of a better word.
Well, as soon as you're getting into salary cap type talk, this is always dangerous. It's a brown paper bag somewhere.
I'm about to get a lot of emails after that comment.
So after, but like Rob said,
Accelerated Women's a good example of that.
Yes,
like, yeah. 100%. For us on our end, that's something that we really value as a program that works with anywhere between 8 and 10 women coaches that is around the under-16 national championships in Bendigo. Is it, which one is it? Like, where do the points allocate for that? Yes, they get a level of qualification coming out of that as well. that might be a bespoke, unique situation that we have to discuss and say, well, okay, where do we actually think this fits? And I think if there is a message out there to clubs and associations, be proactive with this and contact us before it happens, because it's really hard to do after the fact in this space. But again, if we can sit there and say, well, okay, what are you thinking that you're doing at your club and association of doing? You're doing that. Okay, it probably doesn't quite hit this, but if you can add that in, then now I reckon it does, and we can get your points for that. So I think that's the big thing, is just this is not meant to be we're going to say no to everything. It's just we want quality with this as well, because we want it to be what the coaches need. And sometimes we aren't privy to that as Basketball Victoria, much like Basketball Australia may not be, because we aren't always the person on the ground. You will know your coaches better than anybody else. But just work with us in that space, because we do want this to be as accessible and open to everyone. And that's a valuable part of what I think this framework now gives. But one thing also to flag is that you do need to be at the bronze level before you can start earning points.
Yeah.
Like that is, you do need a level of qualification before you can start earning points. You can't earn points necessarily for your qualification if you don't have a qualification first.
Correct. The system will still let you attend.
Yep.
But because you don't have it won't have clicked on that you need to accrue points. So. Yep. Not to say that you can't run it and have aren't that level, but as long as those people don't go in thinking they're going to earn points because they don't have the base level.
Yeah. Makes perfect sense. Nick, any further questions on this?
No, I think
contact Neil offline. You can walk the 15 steps from our office to Neil's. You'll be okay.
I will. I'll be knocking on that door, don't you worry. I know you're in there, Neil.
As he's hiding under the desk. I've just done 83 modules and got through this. But look, in all honesty, I think this is a really exciting thing for coaches out in the coaching wilderness that either want a little bit of direction, help, assistant, whatever you want to call it. I actually think this is a really good thing, because the last time we refreshed a coach development framework, I think was 2012, 2013, somewhere in that window. And like I said, a lot's changed from then, not just the names, but the basketball itself has changed. Also, the off-court requirements have changed quite a lot from that time. So I think it's not an overdue refresh, but I think it's a really healthy refresh in this sort of space. So I think there's plenty out there for coaches to get involved with. Neil, congrats on the amount of work that you've put into this, because I know it has not been a smooth or easy process that has just been seamless all the way through. There's always a bump in the road somewhere. You've got to consult with a lot of people, everyone with various different agendas. And I think that is one important thing to touch on as well, is this has been one of the, I don't want to say the few times, because it's probably not quite accurate, but this has been a very collaborative approach with both Basketball Australia and the states and territories. And that hasn't always been the case in the past, and not just coaching uniqueness, but just because everyone has such different members within that everyone has a different slant on what's important to them. And I think this is going to be one of the times where it's a very unified approach as to what this looks like. And I think that's a healthy thing for Australian basketball. So congrats, Neil, on the work that you've done, and obviously to Abby as well for the mountain of work she's done in this space. So I think it's going to be a great thing for the sport.
Just quickly, how does the information get sent out to the community now from here on in? Well, probably for
16th of Feb, big release.
So on the
big
16th, release,
yep.
On the 16th of Feb, there will be so the LMS will shut for the first 2 weeks of February. Anyone that's on the LMS we're recording this on the 28th of January, so anyone that's already on the LMS would have received an email yesterday explaining why they will lose access for the first 2 weeks of February. On the Monday, the 2nd of February, there'll be some comms that go out for anyone that isn't currently on the LMS, just saying, hey, we know the LMS is down. Don't panic. Don't email us. This is why it's down. That second week of February, there'll be articles that go out about explaining about coach logic, about the coach mentoring, about a little bit about the coach development framework in general for people to read. And then on the launch day, there'll be a series of videos that come out. So myself, Pete Lonergan, Robbie McKinley, and Mel Downer from the COE, just talking about like why the coach development framework is important from people at the various levels. Like Mel's obviously been involved as a DOC. She was the coach development manager for South Australia Country. Lono's done everything. Robbie's obviously looking at it from the highest end about the players that he's getting from where they've come from. And then Capes has done a video as well talking about it from the boomer's point of view, as well as the national perspective that he's got, international perspective, sorry, that he's got. And we will also refresh the landing page on the BA website for coaches, so people will be able to go there. There's a what I have termed an idiot's guide. It might be rebranded by the media people. And they'll also
coach
be...
Coach Developing Framework for Dummies. I'm sure there's a market in there somewhere of, you know, prior books that have come out around this. 100%.
Yeah. And then there'll be two kind of frequently asked questions. So frequently asked questions about the actual framework, and then frequently asked questions about like coaching landscape in general. And hopefully that covers everything off. Mm. We are 100% sure that there will be some questions that pop up that we haven't thought of. People will find loopholes somehow, which we will endeavor to knot up and shut down pretty quickly.
Thankfully, one of the people that would probably find them is sitting in this room with you, so we can discourage him from doing that if that's a problem.
But yeah, we're really, really
open. Can't be my review, I reckon.
Really open to feedback. So like, there's been a like Rob said, and like all the people that do Rob and Nick's job across the, we're really lucky, I think, in coaching. In my role at BA, I'm also across the officiating part of it, which was a very different process to the coaching part of it. And that'll launch 2 weeks after the coaching part of it. And people will appreciate actually how well we were doing in coaching, that our refresh is very much like an improvement. Whereas with officiating, they've had to make a much more kind of, there'll be some states and territories where that's like it takes a bit more getting their head around, because trying to get 8 state and territories using the same language and terminology for referee qualifications because of the competition all over the country has been a mission for Kaylee. She's done an awesome job. We will review everything as we go. So if people have thoughts on content that they think is missing, please send it through. Like, I'm now in the zone, 83. I'm chasing down
my counting. Just there. It's just there, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm 17 away from raising the bat. So if we can get some good ideas, I'm happy to get back in the padded cell and get typing again. But yeah, and even just feedback on ways that they think the system can be improved as well. We're E-Train, you're a really good partner. Like, they are the best in the business. Like, Football Australia are with them, Rugby Australia. The only major sport that has an LMS that aren't with them are the AFL, because they built their own, because they have more money, money than God. So, yeah.
No, it's. I think it is genuinely something to look forward to for coaches. So hopefully it is what everyone wants. But as Neil sort of said, look, if you've got any questions, by all means reach out. Like, it's, we want this to be what coaches need. And we think we're a long way down that road, but of course it's never going to be perfect from the start. So if there is something that can be built, it's much like coaching a team. Your team's never great in round one, okay? I think this will be better than poor, don't get me wrong, when it's rolled out, but there's always room for improvement with this. So if there is anything that you sort of hit and say, look, I'm not sure where this sits or what level, etc., reach out. Like, we'll happily help you out as best we possibly can with that and go from there. But Neil, thanks very much for jumping in the pod again.
Thank you.
Thanks, Neil.
Coaches, thanks very much for the listen on that one. As we mentioned throughout the podcast, this is going to be a little bit of a work in progress as everything transitions across from the old system to the new system. What all the names are, what it means for you as a coach, but hopefully what it does really mean for you as a coach is that there are going to be more opportunities for you to develop and upskill along the way. And that's kind of our whole mission in all of this, is to make better coaches, or make coaching feel less daunting for people within that space as well. So hopefully this framework goes a long way towards that. And if you do have any questions, by all means reach out. You can just shoot me an email. I'll get back to you as soon as I can on that one as well. If you're not really too sure what it means for you or where it fits, we can certainly help out with that as well. So big thanks to Neil and Basketball Australia for the work that they've put into this space in particular. We'll be back next week with the pod returning as per normal.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Talking Split Podcast. Make sure you like and comment on your favorite podcast platform. And don't forget to share and subscribe so that you never miss an episode.